Some virtual reality training requires goggles. Some requires big banks of screens. Now the Army is experimenting with a dome-shaped immersive environment. Joining me with more on this development, Dr. Carolyn Mahoney, team leader for the Cognitive Science and Applications team from the Army Natick Soldier Research, Development, and Engineering Center. Dr. Mahoney, great to have you on.
Thank you. I really appreciate being on.
So tell us about the dome. What is it? Is it bigger than a bread box? And what happens in there?
Sure, absolutely. The dome is about 3 meters big. So if you can visualize that, standing inside the dome, it's about 14 feet high and about 11 and a half feet deep. And when you're inside the dome, you have a 180-degree horizontal field of view. So it really feels like you're inside your world. In addition, that also has full audio surround sound as well.
So 180 degrees is a little bit more than your full peripheral vision.
Yes, it is. And so it allows some movement and some turning within your world. And the dome relies on a high-density front projection system. So by using these projectors, we create a really high-resolution, seamless world across this 180 degrees.
So it's almost as if you were in a planetarium, only it dropped down on your head.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it feels like.
And so the people that would be using this would be standing in it, not seated, though, because it's taller than you say it's 14 feet tall.
Yes. No, they're standing within this dome.
And so by projecting the picture on a semicircle or a semi-half dome, I guess, they could also look up and down a little bit and still be immersed.
Yes, they can look up and down and side to side to some degree. It does not cover completely over their head.
And what do you envision this being used for?
So we use this dome primarily for research. So the mission of our team is to really understand soldier cognitive capabilities and limitations within sort of the unique environments that they operate in. And then we take this information that we use and we use it to inform sort of the next generation design, development, and testing for new technologies. So some of the things we do within this dome are our research. We're interested in if soldiers are performing particular tasks under stress, under time pressure, you know, how does that affect, you know, their cognitive workload? So how hard they're working mentally. And then we're also interested in looking at if the Army is designing new technologies, how might those technologies impact performance while they're doing real mission-related tasks.
And so try to bring this into reality. A soldier standing in a dome, what is he or she looking at, and what might they be doing simultaneously?
So when they're standing in the dome, this dome is actually quite unique because the environments in which these participants are looking at are actually real-world environments. They're modeled after existing places, so satellite imagery of existing places. So you have accurate sort of topography and sort of environmental features for that actual location in the world.
It's not like a video game, which is created in a visual studio.
No, it has sort of a mixed sense of reality with a little bit of a video game look to it.
Okay, so what type of scene would be projected then? Just static scenery, or would be something kinetic happening?
No, absolutely not static. So within this dome, individuals are able to move through immersive scripted scenarios, and we can track their location as they're moving, the orientation of their body, of their head. We can track their eyes, where they're looking, and they're able to interact with this environment. They can impart change upon the environment through handheld and weapon-based input devices. So they can walk, they can look around, they can aim and fire weapons within the environment as well, and we can track their accuracy on shooting tasks, marksmanship tasks within that environment.
Explain just a little bit more closely how they can walk, because if it's 11 feet across, if they walk 5.5 feet, their nose will bump into the dome.
Right. So right now, the way they move through the environment is actually through a button or joystick control, which is placed on their weapon. So they have a mock weapon in this environment. and buttons on that allow them to move forward and backward and side to side in the environment. We are currently working on having something called redirected walking in the environment. So essentially, they will have sensors on their body which will track, you know, how quickly they are moving their feet. They'll be walking in place, essentially.
And so you could put maybe a treadmill in there.
We could put a treadmill in there, but one of the issues with that is sort of having exact accuracy between how the treadmill is moving and the environment is moving. And sometimes with a treadmill, you tend to get more motion sickness. So this redirected walking and having them physically moving their legs in place, it takes away a little bit of that motion and sickness piece.
We're speaking with Dr. Carolyn Mahoney. She's team leader for the Cognitive Science and Applications team up at the Natick Army Research Labs. And so in the environment that they're looking at, are there things happening? Are there like snarling Taliban popping out behind rocks and that sort of thing?
Yes. So depending on the scenario that we are placing individuals in, as they are walking through their environment, there is realistic scenery, trees, grass. There could be huts, buildings. There are people in the environment. There could be, animals, things like that. There could be vehicles, UAVs. It really depends on the scenario that we put them in, but it's a very interactive environment.
So it tests reaction and the ability to think straight when there are distractions or maybe dangers coming at the soldier.
Absolutely. So a lot of what we're interested in is looking at how either particular scenarios or tasks that have to be done in these scenarios or particular pieces of technology affect things like your ability to respond quickly to a situation, your ability to make a decision both quickly and also the correct decision, your ability to potentially withhold an action. You know, so for an example, a decision to shoot or don't shoot. So those types of things we're looking at. And we measure these sort of multiple ways. We measure them through things like firing the weapon, aiming and firing the weapon, so we get a response, an active response in the environment. We also measure these things through physiology and neurophysiology. So in this dome, we can have participants suited up so that we can measure things like the electrical activity in their brain through an EEG cap. We can measure where they are looking in the environment. We can measure how their pupil is changing as they're in the environment. We can measure things like heart rate, skin response, and these things tell us sort of what's happening physiologically, and they tell us things about the soldier, so how hard they're working mentally and if they are under stress.
Is the theory here that the single people that would be inside this dome, what is learned with them is transferable to large training exercises?
So the real benefit of having this dome is that when you study soldiers and you're really trying to get at some of these cognitive issues or to test particular pieces of technology and to get really good scientific data, you have to do it in a way where you can control much of the environment. And traditionally, this is done sort of in seated traditional psychology laboratories. So somebody might be sitting at a desk looking at a computer screen. And this doesn't give us the same realism as you might get with a soldier out in a field or doing a large-scale training exercise. But the problem is when you move right to those large-scale training exercises, you lose a lot of the control over what's happening in the environment, and it gets very hard to obtain sort of reliable data. And so by having something like this immersive dome capability, we're able to keep some of that really nice scientific control, but immerse soldiers in these operationally relevant environments. In the future, we're working on putting in other modalities of immersion, because the goal really is to have these soldiers feel like they're in this environment. And so these other modalities that will be in this dome in the future, within the next 2 years, are things like olfactory immersion. So if they are walking through a swampy area, they will actually smell the swamp. Within the visual modality, we have things like physics-based wind in the environment. So you can see the blades of grass moving, you can see the leaves moving if it's stormy weather in the particular scenario. Within the next 2 years, we will also have a system that creates that physics-based wind on the participant as well as they're moving through. We're also including a vibrotactile immersion. So if the participant is moving, say, through a forest and they brush up against a tree, they will feel that pressure on their body.
And a final question, there's only one dome now. What do you envision? Can these domes be placed throughout the Army training throughout the world?
Yes, they could. In fact, at the moment, we're currently working with Tufts University with a joint center for applied brain and cognitive sciences, and we are creating a team-based virtual reality capability there in which we can use these domes. We will have three of these domes together, and we can use these domes either to look at individual behavior, or these domes can be linked together so that we can look at team behavior in a single environment. So that's the next step in this capability.
Dr. Carolyn Mahoney is team leader for the Cognitive Science and Applications team from the Army Natick Soldier Research, Development, and Engineering Center. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. A pleasure to speak with you.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.